You're listening to the SCAC Women's Basketball Media Days. Today I'm joined by senior guard Alex Ginsberg of University of the South Sewanee. And Alex, first of all, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you again for having me. I really appreciate it.
Alex, as I mentioned, a senior guard heading into your final season there on the mountain playing basketball for Coach Dickie McCarthy. Do you feel any sense of urgency heading into your senior year? And how have you taken it upon yourself to be a leader on this basketball team?
You know, I do feel that sense of urgency as it is my last year. I think it's not just me, but all of the seniors have taken that extra step to be leaders for our actual 8 freshmen that we have coming to the team this year. I think we're just stressing to, you know, be dedicated and to be a united front, and I think that's really what we're doing as leaders this year.
You know, coming off a junior season, Alex, we're a tough season for the team, but as you look ahead to this season, you return your top 5 scorers. You have 5 seniors, as you mentioned, to be leaders on this team. What did your team learn through the course of last season heading into this year for your senior year?
Basically, I think we learned that we have to push on. You know, I know our last year's record of 2-23 doesn't say much, but when you look at us as a team, you see throughout these games that we fought, that we continue to fight hard, and I think that is something that we are still counting on, and that's something that we've learned, is that you have to persevere, you have to move forward, and you know, we are a force to be reckoned with. Our record does not say that, but we are a better team than what our record says.
Alex, last season as a junior, you averaged 4.3 points and 5 rebounds per game. Just talk about what you've done individually through the course of the offseason and in the summer and into preseason camp this year to better yourself as a basketball player heading into your senior year.
Sure, that sounds perfect. Obviously, it doesn't seem like I'm a big scorer, but, you know, I try to kind of, you know, look to other things to help with my team. I consider myself to be a very vocal leader. I do rebound a lot better than, you know, most do for my size. But I think, you know, more to the off season, we've been focusing a lot on running, making sure that we sprint, because we are playing that run and gun system where we're sprinting constantly for 45 seconds and shifting. So I think basically this summer we've been working on weightlifting, getting a little stronger because that three-point line is a little bit farther back, and running and just continuing with that, I think, is something that we're still doing now.
Lots of upperclassmen, Alex. You have 8 upperclassmen, including the 5 seniors, but then as you mentioned, 8 incoming freshmen on this team. And obviously there's so much to be said about chemistry with the group heading into a season. What's been the challenge that you've noticed sort of blending this group of experienced and those 8 upperclassmen with the young talent and the 8 freshmen this season?
Okay, well, I think we all stress the fact that we have a common goal. You know, a lot of people say that's winning, and it is winning, but we've realized that each of us bring a special gift or characteristic to the team, and through practice we've realized, you know, the different gifts that each of us do give to the team, and I think by harnessing that to acquiring that common goal has been something that has helped us be united as a team, and has helped definitely the seniors, the freshmen, you know, our entire team to come together, is to realize that we are searching and trying to get to that common goal.
Again, you're listening to the SCAC Women's Basketball Media Day. Sam, joined by senior guard Alex Ginsberg of University of the South Sewanee. And Alex, last season offensively, the team shot just 32%. How do you guys try, moving forward into this season, create better looks offensively and sort of improve that shooting percentage moving forward?
Well, a lot of our practice is dedicated to shooting. We do so many three-point shooting drills, that kind of thing. But our offense really is based off of our defense. We really try to scramble, push the ball as much as we can. We have, you know, everyone is allowed to shoot. We're just hoping that we can get that shot off in 12 seconds, maybe less. So we're practicing a lot towards that, to getting quick shots, to being more efficient in shooting, and that kind of thing.
Average, you mentioned that defense, Alex, a season ago. You guys averaged 10.8 steals per game. Just talk about that aggressive nature of defense that you play, able to create those turnovers and turn that defense into offense moving down the court.
Yeah, Coach calls our defense structured chaos, which, to be totally honest, it definitely seems like that. I mean, if you look at tape, it almost seems like we're chickens with our head cut off, but there is structure to it. We're trying to trap as much as we can, trying to put the pressure on the offense as much as possible, and that's what, you know, starts those turnovers. It creates those turnovers, those easy layups that we get under the basket. So we're really, really focusing on being aggressive, aggressive defensive players.
Alex, a season ago, Suwanee averaged 9.4 threes per game, by far the most in the league. You guys also took over 300 more three-point shots than the second-most team. Just talk about this offense. I mean, do you guys feel like you have the green light from anywhere at any moment on the floor?
Yes, I think we do. We do have some key shooters in the system. Our number two player, which is played by Paige Lowe, Logan Miller, and Devin Gunn, they're our go-to shooters, but everyone does have the green light, which I think is an awesome thing because it makes us harder to scout because it can be any person that lights up that night, anyone.
You know, obviously, as I've talked to Coach McCarthy over the last year or so and about your type of play, I know you guys are up and down the floor quite a bit and extremely aggressive, but rebounding is so important, and I know with the system you run, it does make it somewhat difficult to keep that rebounding margin closer, but how do you try and maybe improve a little bit on the glass this season?
Well, fortunately, we have more post players this season. Danny Caddis has been trying to keep it, keep it down on herself. Obviously, the rest of our team is, below 5'10", previous years. So we've been trying. It's just obviously there is a size difference. But now this year we have, two 5'10", 5'11", post players that also help us down low. It really is. We're just trying to be as aggressive as possible on defense and just getting in front and being smart with your body. It's not all about size, but fortunately we've had some people now that are on our team that are a little taller than what we have been used to.
You know, Alex, heading into every season in the SEAC, you know it's going to be competitive with the league being so strong in women's basketball. But for this season especially, it does feel as though it's going to be much more wide open, extremely competitive, where everybody will think and does think that they have a chance to be the one cutting the nets down at the end of the year at the SEAC tournament. Talk about, with that being said, talk about what the toughest challenge is that you face as a student athlete trying to navigate through the SEAC schedule.
I think one of the different or the most difficult things is time management. As a student athlete, I feel like you get run down a little bit with the schedule of traveling every weekend and trying to continue to be the student athlete and to stress the fact that you're a student. But I really think that Suwanee does a really good job of that. Coach McCarthy definitely does stress that we are students before athletes. And I think by doing that, we've been able to kind of deal with the stress in a more healthy manner.
Finally, Alex, as you look forward to your senior season, just talk about a couple of the goals that this Purple Tiger team has heading into the 2011-12 campaign.
Well, we do have our normal set goals for games. Our rebounding, 90 shots per game, that kind of thing. But I think more of our goals is to continue to stay united. As we've seen throughout practice, we've gotten closer as a team and as a family. And I think if we continue to stay close, that those goals that Coach writes on the board before every game will be very easy to meet. So I think that's one of our biggest goals, is to stay united, to stay stay true to the system, and I think that will create a successful season for us.
A native of Hollywood, South Carolina, senior guard Alex Ginsberg of University of the South Suwanee. Again, the Purple Tigers open up their 2011-12 basketball campaign November 15th at home against Judson. Alex, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of your senior year.
All right, thank you so much.